Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as the weather yo-yo continues. A little cool spell that we're going to be in for a while.
My allergies are having all kinds of fun.
Absolutely. Hey, we got a great show for you today. A returning guest, John Sewell, ranch manager of Harris Ranch in Uvalde and Kinney County. And if you don't know him, the Harris Ranch was the 2017 Lone Star Land Steward South Texas Award winner.
Okay.
For habitat enhancement and all that they do for wildlife. This is an 18,000 acre low fence ranch. And so far, this hunting season has produced three 200 plus inch whitetails. I believe in the mix is a 190 and several 170 class. And guess what they're feeding?
I have an idea.
Fortified cotton
seed. Yes, okay.
and the story is absolutely phenomenal of the habitat enhancement that was done, the progression through different habitat programs that were started. And a few years ago, John went all in, feeding nothing but fortified cotton seed. So we're going to visit with him. We've got some news and updates for you. So you all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson and Harold Gunn, we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And I tell you what, lots going on. You may think that since whitetail season closed last weekend, that not much is happening, but that's not the case.
There's always something happening.
There's always something happening. SHOT Show has been going on. We're going to get a report from a roving reporter. Talks a little slow, but Tom Claycomb the third will be joining us next week and giving us an update. Spend a lot of time where you normally hang out.
Yeah.
It's range day.
There you go. Yeah, I just had to pull the plug on it this year. Really sad I couldn't make it, but there were health issues that were around me.
Yes.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
so,
well, you know, better to be safe than sorry.
Indeed, and I've made about 20-something of them anyway, so, but there's next year.
Absolutely, absolutely. We do have some news, and something else that's going on is the Share Lunker program has kicked off on January 1st.
Uh-huh.
And Texas Parks and Wildlife has its first legacy class that's over 13-pound Share Lunker. Now, if I were to tell you, Harold, that the past 2 years, OHIV produced the most Share Lunkers, totaling 24 for the 2 years, would you want to hazard a guess as to where the first Share Lunker for 2023 came from?
OHIV?
Good guess.
That's a bass, isn't it?
That's a black bass. That's right.
Yeah.
13.52 pounds, Share Lunker number 633. Tom Nielsen of New Braunfels landed that beast. And it's one of those things, in fact, it reminded me of you.
Oh.
I'm going to SHOT Show, and then you went, oh, no, I'm not.
Right.
You know, your second inclination?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Tom had a second inclination after fishing for about 30 minutes, changed second cast.
Right.
You know, hooks up with this beast.
Well, see, I love what you said when I called you to tell you I wasn't going. You said, yeah, you notice as we get older, we start listening to those voices in our head a little bit more.
those first voices, that's right.
Right.
That's right. Well, anyway, this is number one of which should be a remarkable, remarkable year of Share Lunkers that are given up. And anyway, that's a pretty neat story. You got anything in the national scene?
Well, actually, yes, I do. Something that you'd be interested in on the vehicle end of things. Okay. Edmunds, right? The trusted guide in car shopping for over 50 years, right? Edmunds has named the Ford F-150 as its top-rated truck for the third consecutive year.
Really? Good.
And your favorite, the F-150 Lightning, as its top-rated electric truck for 2023. Okay.
Let's see, who was it that just said that they have coming out with a truck? Somebody just announced recently.
Somebody else is coming out,
electric,
out with one?
Electric.
Yeah, GM is doing it. The Hummer just came out. The all-electric Hummer.
Bunch of lemmings.
Oh,
there's a cliff. Let's go over it.
Edmunds editor-in-chief Alistair Weaver said, for decades, the Ford F-150 has been America's workhorse. It's never been in better shape. It's more innovative, more appealing to drive, more versatile than ever before. Nobody understands the needs of the modern truck buyer better than Ford, and nobody builds a better truck. Said in addition to the feature advancements, the true trucking abilities, they recognize the creation and early success of the all-electric F-150 and how important it is to the current EV revolution and the auto industry's future. Well, we'll have to see.
And in this spacious cargo front area.
The frunk.
Right. We're going to give you a brand new Honda generator.
Right. Just in case.
Just in case.
Yes.
Just in case. Oh, that's crazy. Uh-huh. That's crazy. You got something else for us?
Yeah. Well, very interesting because you know they're coming after our Second Amendment. I mean, does anybody out there not know that? So I did some research on this, had some things come up. Billionaires and celebrity politicians want it their way, and we don't matter very much, okay? So ex-mayor of New York City and failed presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg, who bankrolls the gun control group Every Town and supports every single active effort to restrict gun ownership that exists, was guarded by NYPD police officers as mayor and is now protected by private security. I have a security detail. I pay for it all myself, and they're all retired police officers who are very well trained in firearms, says Bloomberg. Okay. Chicago's anti-gun mayor, the lovely Lori Lightfoot, is protected by Unit 544, a special police security detail of approximately 71 officers, in addition to the mayor's existing separate personnel bodyguard detail of 20 officers. According to the mayor, the personal police force is necessary because at the time the unit was created in 20, there was a significant amount of protest all over the city, and some of them targeted my house. And then finally, Representative Cori Bush, Democrat, Missouri, endorsed by Bloomberg's Every Town as a strong gun safety champion, also embraced the progressive agenda cornerstone of defunding police. She's reportedly spent almost $500,000 in campaign funds on private security. even as defund the police has thankfully fallen out of favor with many Democrats. Ms. Bush remains adamant in October 22, with an interview in CNN on being asked, would you still double down or use that slogan, defund the police? She responded, absolutely defund the police.
Good grief. Yep. Well, and these misguided people that are leading in, like, California, mm-hmm. I read just last night that California's auto, going back to the auto side,
right,
where they're going to have nothing but electric vehicles by 2035. Mm-hmm. Virginia, the state of old Virginia.
Yes.
Democrats mm-hmm. have voted to follow suit and use California's really? Template as their automotive, you know, mantra moving forward.
You think that will work in old Virginia?
No.
All right. Good news, though. All right.
All right.
Because always, you know, you're out there. Gets tight trying to find ammunition or certain firearms you maybe are interested in or parts or whatever. A good gun show is where you need to go. Houston Gun Collectors Association, they've been putting on shows since 1950, and they got one coming up on Saturday, January the 28th. It's fun show. I'm going to be at this one, Olson. Gun show in the Heights, and it's at... I call it the Polka Lodge, but it's a lodge in the Heights where they have their meetings at 1435 Beale Street at West 15th. Plenty of parking. It's a Saturday only, 9 to 4, one-day show, 80-plus tables, so you can look at stuff, maybe try to make a deal. If you don't quite make the deal, go look at more stuff, come back, try to work on the deal. I mean, it's easy to work this thing. Tickets, adults, are just $10. Children under 12 are free. You can get advance tickets at their site, hgca.org. Kitchen will be open, and they really have a good kitchen at that lodge. Breakfast tacos, burgers, hot dogs, desserts, and more. Again, Gun Show in the Heights, Saturday, January the 28th.
Before we go to break, I want to congratulate Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, for being named to the Texas Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame.
Be careful how you pronounce that, too. Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
But Wally's a hoot,
That's great. He's
done so much, and... Basically, help really launch and sustain, you know, the mm-hmm. crappie movement and tournaments and a lot of fishing.
Yeah, because for years crappie were overlooked. You know, people, crappie.
Yeah.
But not anymore.
No more. Yeah. No more. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. Outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing, haha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays or the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. We've been talking about these folks for years now, and if you want to visit with them in person, maybe even see some of the product, the Houston Safari Club show that goes... through the remainder of this weekend, today, Saturday, as well as through Sunday at 3 o'clock. And Third Coast Thermal has a booth there. When you walk in the entrance, They're on the far left-hand side wall. Okay. So if you don't see them there, go to their website, thirdcoastthermal.com. Give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Yeah.
You are up next.
I'm choked up.
You okay?
You
mean to carry it?
No, that's all right.
Huh?
I got it. Right. Checking the Texas Outdoor Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are two of the three best days of the week. Monday's a good one. Tuesday's another best day, with Wednesday another good one. Thursday plunges to poor. Friday, as well as next Saturday and Sunday, are three fair days. This weekend, look for game to be most active from late morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early afternoon until late afternoon. By Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. Next weekend, a major time shift occurs, with game actively feeding from well before sunrise, continuing to feed until mid-morning. This Saturday, January the 21st, we will have a new moon. By next Saturday, January 28th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday, have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Tuesday is a three tide day with two high tides and one low. Wednesday through next Saturday, a string of days with a double tide schedule each day. Next Sunday, a single tide schedule of one high, one low.
All right, on the coast, mentioned at the top of the program this ongoing yo-yo weather pattern that we're in, and we've dropped off into some cooler weather, which is going to pretty well be sustained on into about the early part of February. We're going to have temperatures that are going to be a bit cooler and a bit more consistent on the coast. That means you're going to need to play the wind and watch your tides, but on light wind days, let me tell you what, the tide will move back in and inundate back areas. Offshore is going to be an option. That's true from Lake Calcasieu, where they've been catching some good redfish and some good trout as water temperatures warm a bit after several bright, warm days. Look for the fishing really to turn on. Captain Joey Farah out of Corpus Christi, fishing the upper Laguna Madre and on down to Baffin Bay, just continues to amaze with some of the fish that are being caught. Good catches on the lower Laguna Madre. Brownsville Ship Channel, if you're looking for a snook, hey, go there. Plus a variety of fish, black drum, mangrove snapper, just a plethora of fish to be caught. So fishing on the coast for this time of year, pretty good, and it may catch you may catch a fish of a lifetime. What's going on in our lakes?
Wonderful. Let's go to Caddo. Plenty of current rolling through, so the river patterns are still holding up with crankbaits, Alabama rigs, chatterbaits. Lake is clearing up as most of the Salvinia is starting to float down the lake toward the Red River, so it won't be long before tree patterns come into play. Catching plenty of pre-spawn females, so it's a matter of time before a jig or Texas rig creature bait will come into play around the base of those trees. Fork. Bass have started making some moves into the shallow waters as the water temperature warms. These fish are hitting red chatterbaits and spinnerbaits in 2 to 4 feet of water around wood and windblown banks. The fish that have not moved shallow are still around ditches and creeks in 5 to 7 feet of water. Best baits have been 2.5 Strike King squarebills in red, orange, or Viper XP jigs in Lake Fork, Craw, and PB&J around the Big Wood along the creeks. Sam Rayburn, bass are good on rattle traps inside the and outside of the grass lines. And offshore for bigger bass on deep points with crankbaits and Carolina rigs, crappie are migrating into the spawning areas on the brush piles. Stillhouse, the recent warming and stable weather has improved white bass fishing. As is often the case on Stillhouse, these January-February fish are of high quality and they're long, and they got a nice girth on them. As a bonus, quality largemouth bass are also beginning to show up in the catch. Bird action by gulls and terns is slowly making a comeback. Tawakoni, the hybrid striper bite, is good off of the main lake points in deep structure. Limits of fish are being caught on swim baits and flukes in 25 to 40 feet of water. Texoma, Limits of striped bass are good in 15 to 30 feet of water on structure, ledges, and drop-offs using Alabama rigs or dead-sticking flukes in 40 to 60 feet of water, and fish are filled with bait.
Mm-hmm. Heading to South Texas down Three Rivers Way, where Choke Canyon Reservoir, black bass are on grass beds upriver and mid-lake in the creek channels. The shallow bite is good dragging a fluke or using shallow crankbaits, flipping the trees with plastics, chatterbait, and spinnerbaits. On Falcon Reservoir, bass are shallow mid-lake to the south end on squarebills, crankbaits, and chatterbaits. Bass are in 5 to 20 feet of water, biting on deep crankbaits and shaky heads around deeper rock piles and points. North end of the lake, flipping into trees, will land bass. Alan Henry, normally a bass lake, but crappie, that overlook crappie that you mentioned,
right.
Are concentrated over trees in 42 to 47 feet of water, biting on jigs. Water temperature there is 45 degrees. O.H. Ivy, hey, it's already got a legacy share lunker. Bass are suspended in 50 feet of water, but suspended at the 20 to 30 foot mark. Meredith, trout, that's rainbow trout, are good on power baits, worms, small spinners, and flies.
Heading to the Hill Country, Big Lake Buchanan, crappie are good on brush piles in 25 feet of water using chartreuse jigs. Catfish are in 30 feet of water, use punch bait. Canyon, largemouth bass are excellent with large numbers of fish around grass edges and eating swim baits or a wacky rig fish really, really slow. Travis, bass have been very active up shallow, feeding on bait fish. Small crankbaits around rocky shorelines and grass edges are producing good numbers of bites and quite a few keeper-sized fish. Fish are also eating jerkbaits and plastic worms.
All right, on the hunting scene this Sunday, the last of the late dove season, the one in the South Zone, closes. Now, you dove hunters are going to have to wait till September 1.
Hmm.
Through January 29th, across the state, the duck zones, regular second split, the dusky duck, even the high plain mallard management season, and the light and dark goose season continues. You've got the quail season that runs through February 26th. And, of course, javelina in the South Zone and the other open county squirrel seasons that are open year-round through August 31. All right.
Mm.
Electric, fuel, on, off. What have you been doing?
Fuel on and off.
Really?
Yeah, but mainly on because this vehicle is so expensive, but it's so capable. This is the 2022. It's like, is your trophy wife really going to take that Land Rover in the mud? No.
Right.
Not going
right.
to. Anyway, this is the 2022 Mercedes GLS 580 4MATIC SUV. It's a whopper. 5,754 pounds, but the way this thing is set up, you get 0-60 in 5.2. I mean, this thing's an animal. Got a twin-turbo V8 pumping out 483 horsepower, mated to a 9-speed G-tronic transmission, set up for performance, air suspension. Oh, my. 7,700 pounds of towing on this thing. It's got a hybrid electric assist, but that's just to give it a goose. It's not really running off of that. Just when you stomp it, that thing cuts in and gives you a little more punch. It's kind of fun. I mean, this thing's cool. The dash is all the way across the car. 12.3-inch touchscreen display, 12.3-inch widescreen digital instrument cluster, heated and ventilated front seats and back seats, 5-zone automatic air conditioning, climate control, illuminated running boards, they say hello, active brake assist, blind spot assist, active parking assist, rear view camera, I say sound around, but the 360-degree view cameras. Just amazing. This was a beautiful emerald green metallic black leather interior. Optional equipment on this puppy, wheel locks on the lug nuts. I was locking lug nuts. I haven't seen those in a long time coming from a factory. All-season floor mats, black rubber on them. Heated, cooled front cup holders, panoramic roof, heated rear seats, as I mentioned. And all the assisting you can think of, active driver assist, active steering assist, active lane change, active parking. It almost drives it for you, but don't do that. Don't take your hands off the wheel. Outstanding vehicle, 16 miles per gallon city, 21 on the highway, which ain't bad for something that weighs almost 6,000 pounds with that twin-turbo V8. Outstanding vehicle, it's Bob money. Base price is $101,250. The one I tried out was $111,595. I mean, you're going through the mud and something like that, you got class. All right, so check it out.
South Texas White Brush.
That's it, an amazing vehicle, the 2022 Mercedes GLS 580 4MATIC.
Sure, Harold. Go ahead and push on through there.
Yeah, right.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, hey, we're talking range management, whitetail deer. John Sewell, ranch manager from Harris Ranch, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven cylinder tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We are back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson and Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, rut's over.
Yep.
Bucks lose 25% of their body weight. Mm-hmm. Got to have fortified cottonseed out there for them to replenish. Mama deer carrying those babies, they're developing. They're going to be on the ground here in a few months, and she's going to need to be producing that milk to get those legs underneath them to run away from predators. All right? Free choice. Mentioned to you that cost-effective way, based on reports that are coming in, better than a 2-to-1 savings over traditional protein regimen.
Well, because this mix, they only eat what they need.
Yeah, that's exactly right. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed, go to their website, fortifiedcottonseed.com, watch their video, and then give them a call, 806-839-2122. If you need a bunch, they'll deliver it to you. If you need a few bags, go to your local Tractor Supply.
Oh, okay.
Okay. In Facebook recently, notice that there was a pretty good trophy.
Yeah, right.
On top of a bag of Yellow Blend. And it happened to come off of a ranch managed by our guest, John Sewell. John, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
I'm wonderful. How about you guys?
We're doing all right.
Yeah, looking at that picture, obviously you guys are doing something right. Since you're low fence, you got to do something to keep them on the ranch, don't you?
Yes, sir. And, you know, all we're feeding is fortified, 365 days a year, to be exact.
All right, let's back up, because I went back in advance of us visiting with you this week and watched the YouTube video. Folks, you can Google 2017 Lone Star Land Steward Award winner, Harris Ranch, and watch an amazing video of when John Sewell came on the scene. And there's two scenes. One of the barren lane with no grass, and then there's one after a while, grassy areas. And one of the wildlife biologists said, you've got one of the best turkey ranches in the state. How did that start? I mean, what did you do initially to turn things around?
Well, initially you got to get a grip on what you're dealing with. So that took some years. Moving forward 6 or 8 years, I decided that, first thing we needed to protect for turkeys was riparian areas to try to get more nesting cover and so on. And then we needed to do something for our range. If it was overgrazed, we needed to vacate, give it some time off. And that's the choice that I made, giving it the time off and letting the ground cover come back. And then moving forward, I have done made considerable efforts to take out invasive species, to start burning again and get the grass back on the ground. And it has been extremely successful.
John, you mentioned about how you manage the grazing. Now, what are the livestock then do you guys have on the ranch?
At this point, nothing. Huh? We only flash graze with 500 to 800 head at a time on short intervals, using stocker cattle. It's very touchy and very difficult to do on a place this large with no cross fencing. Mm-hmm. But it can be done. We don't use horses anymore, we use helicopters, and doing that has been very successful for us. And we've had a couple of tough years, guys. I mean, we hadn't had a good year, really good year, since 19 in rainfall. So it has shown extremely difficult in these turkey populations, and I'm sure a lot of people's quail population. So having cover to be able to strike when the iron gets hot, hopefully we'll swing out of a La Nina cycle into an El Nino or a normal cycle and get some spring rains and end up with a quail and turkey hatch.
Now, what cover,
if you don't have the cover, it's not going to be able to be possible for the females to lay eggs and stay safe from the predators with their young.
Now, John, what cover do you guys have? I mean, my place, sadly, it used to be mesquites, but not anymore. I got rid of those puppies. But, of course, you're a different habitat down there. So what do you have for them?
Well, we have all of the above.
Yeah.
Mesquite and all of the brush species that South Texas have, mm-hmm. good, bad, or indifferent.
Right.
With that being said, there's obviously some stuff we've been targeting, Cenizo being one of them. Cenizo grows on shallow gravelly ridges and in turn gives you an overstory that protects the ground from anything growing under it. So it becomes a desert in there. It doesn't have anything for anybody to eat. With that being said, we've been treating that Cenizo and then coming back after 2 years and burning, because our grass allows us to have enough fuel to get fire back on the ground. And no matter what we say or what we do or how much we want to change or manipulate this brush with a machine, it does not perform like it does and putting fire on it.
Absolutely. Watching what you've done with the turkey management, you mentioned quail, visiting with different parks and wildlife district leaders and biologists around the state, every one of them are pointing to the upland game bird habitat working not only for those species, but for everything. It seems to be the harvest and habitat strategy of the future, and we're going to talk more about that when we come back from the break. John, if you would, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with John Sewell from Harris Ranch right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we want to be there for our ranchers and for the generations to come. My name is Ron Brown. I'm a farmer rancher. Farm Credit has been there through the whole deal and been behind me through the whole deal. They've evolved with me. I mean, it's been a fun trip so far. Once you get in with them, they kind of stand behind you. They don't quit you when you're in a bind, or I wouldn't be here. I definitely would recommend Farm Credit to people. I have, and I would again.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
We continue our conversation with John Sewell, ranch manager of Harris Ranch, there on the Uvalde-Kinney County line. John, over the years, you obviously have probably tried a variety of things, and when it comes to cottonseed, you settled on fortified. How much having that vitamin package in there swayed you to using that product?
Well, it comes down in a lot of situations. It comes down to economics and what's best for the animal. You know, I'm going to do what's best for the animal. And again, you run up a big bill. If you're not doing the right thing and you keep bouncing around and you're not getting to the next level, which I have done, don't get me wrong. I've tried a lot of things and I've failed miserably at some and kind of just, you know, kick the can down the road with some others. But you know, when Hunter approached us about this seed and it was a really good idea, I felt like we needed to try it. So you know, we started a test or pilot program 5 years ago, and it didn't take me real long to realize in a controlled environment that I was feeding straight cottonseed that it was doing more than what I was getting out of the other feeds that I was using. So quickly, after about a year, I decided to go solely with fortified cottonseed on the whole ranch. So free choice and 365 days a year, which you hear a lot of people talking about Gossy pollen cottonseed and saying, oh, I heard that it's going to make the deer sterile. There is no more mistruth out there than that statement. This year, I had 135% fawn crop last year and a 93% fawn crop this year.
In a drought year.
That means every doe is raising a fawn or more. And I'm truly having a problem with numbers because my fertility rate is so high.
What a problem. Yeah, right.
Well, you know, it doesn't sound like a problem, but when you're having to shoot 500 deer just to keep up or to stay even, it's a lot of work, guys. I mean, it sounds fun for the first couple of months, but, you know, we're down to the wire now. We're still not hit our target number, and it's every day. I mean, we're cleaning deer, hoping we're killing 10 a day. You got to get people out here. We just did a really good hunt with a bunch of veterans. I donated some hunts to a bunch of veterans. We had an awesome time. They all killed multiple deer. You know, win-win for us all, right? And with that being said, it sounds good, but on a tract of land this large and with our fertility rate and our fawn recruitment so high because of this, it has been, you know, sometimes a double-edged sword. So, the thing that we do know is it has brought a whole different aspect to our trophy side. This year we killed a buck early that was 237. I think you guys saw. We killed another one that was 208. We killed another that was 203. And we killed several in the 180s we killed one in the 190s, two in the 180s, and five or six in the 170s. So with that being said, it's pretty successful because we're still low fence.
Well, and the other thing that you've got, Harold asked about the cattle, you know, what you were grazing.
Right.
You've got some free-ranging exotics that probably filter into your place every so often. How do you deal with them?
Well, I am not an exotic guy. So when they get here, it's all hands on deck hunting them. You know, we kill all dad. We kill some eland. We kill a few axis deer. You know, we see more of that, guys, when we get a flood, of course. Everybody's fence washes down and there's a bunch of displaced animals.
Sure.
But, you know, we are pretty hard on exotics around here. Pigs, I do a flight every year for a couple days, and I get everybody around me on board and get an LOA, which is a landowner authorization for their land. And we've been averaging about 700 pigs every February on the area around us, encompassing about 250,000 acres. And what a difference it has made keeping the pigs down.
You're a whitetail guy, aren't
you? Pretty obvious, right?
Dyed in the wool, I guess you would say.
You know, and that testament right there should let listeners know you can't go halfway in.
Yeah.
You know, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. If you're really serious, be serious about it and get and get after it.
I'm going to tell you, sorry to interrupt, but I'm going to tell you, when you start putting numbers, you know, looking at what it's costing with pellets versus what it's costing with cottonseed, what I realized very quick, I could afford to feed cottonseed 365 days a year because ungulates, cattle, deer, any ungulate, limit on fat. With that being said, they limit themselves to an average of a pound per day of cottonseed. And that's 20% fat. Pellets have about 3% fat at best, so they can't reach that limit. They just keep eating. For me, on a place this large carrying 1,800 to 2,000 head, and I'm feeding a pound a day, just do the math.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you set this up perfectly, and with your history of tried and now you found your success. For those that are starting out, and I'm going to throw some questions that you've heard at shows and we hear all the time. My deer won't eat cottonseed. How do you get them started, John?
Well, you know, that's hard to say. Everything's different one way or the other. A lot of people say, oh, put corn with it or put corn around it or so on and so forth. My first thing would be to try to start it when times are tough.
Okay.
We're pretty tough times down here right now. Late winter, we've had a huge blast of Arctic air. Our pasture's brown. There's no green. They're looking for an avenue to get something good. So that's what I would do to try to get them started, was to try to start them in the worst period, not the best. And the guys that have had problems getting them started, a lot of them were still feeding protein next to it. And it in turn, they would eat the protein but wouldn't eat that. The guys that have said, finally, I pulled the protein out of the pasture and did pretty well, are all on it and in full bore right now with it and doing super well. I don't know if there's deer that just won't eat it. I don't know. I've never seen that. So with that being said, I guess it's trial and error, right?
Okay. With a place as big as your ranch that you're managing, any formula on a rough estimate of how many acres per feed station you've got set up?
More is always better, guys. But one thing we all understand is they all got to go to water.
Okay.
So let's put it at every water. And what I have noticed through camera pictures and watching deer and dominant structures, I put multiple baskets at each site. What that allows is in the summer when you got a mature deer with three underlings running with him, maybe he's the boss and the other ones are just tagging along because he knows all the way. And when you go to a cottonseed basket or a feeder, that one deer wants to dominate that feeder. If you have multiple feeders there, the other underlings can go eat at the other feeders while he dominates his one feeder. And then when he leaves, everybody wants to leave with him. I've watched it, and I'm sure people have looked at videos on their night cameras and so on and so forth. When he leaves, a lot of the young deer move right along with him, maybe getting nothing if there's only one feeder. So putting multiple feeders at each site and spreading the amount of feed even that you might put in one feeder, put it in three. And then that way they can get what they want and not be bullied out and not be able to get what they need.
Harold, do you think she put some thought into this?
Oh, boy. Well, you've been, John, you've been down there how long now, personally?
25 years.
Okay.
That's a while.
That's a while. Yeah, right.
And I've made lots of mistakes, guys. It all hadn't been hunky dory, you know. lots of mistakes moving forward, I'm sure will happen. But you know, the thing that I understand about deer is you have to be all in. If you're not all in and you have decided to make some situations or changes in your management strategy in order to see full benefit, we need to go 7 years. We don't need to go 2 and change midstream. That's where we lose so much time.
You know, you mentioned cover as a critical element. And again, back when I compiled information for the October issue of Texas Outdoors Journal, our annual hunt report, it was in the February issue that's coming up on quail, talking about which was more important, cover, you know, or feed.
Right.
And the biologist said, cover. We don't have the snow, so, you know, that's not a consideration. And you can supplement with feed. What are you doing besides the burning, or is that critical? Are you doing some brush remediation, clearing to open up more areas for those forbs that are so naturally produced?
I do quite a bit of clearing with a dozer, mostly in my lower areas where I typically have better, chance to get forbs when I catch rain. Not big areas, but mosaic-type patterns. You know, not just big square parcels, just areas where I have some edging, I can make some, you know, cuts into the brush and so on and so forth. And edging being very important for escape cover and so on and so forth. The ant birds can get up and fly, or the turkeys can, you know, run into the edge of the cover. And that's always been, you know, I think a home run. But, you know, everything's so doggone expensive now, the time and money with mechanical, you know, machines doing everything, fuel so high, so on and so forth. If you can get cover on the ground, which we call fuel, and you can get some managed prescribed fire on the ground, it's going to be your cheapest and best route in the long run. No questions asked.
Folks, you need to follow this man.
Oh, boy.
You need to follow the success that the Harris Ranch has had, and you need to follow Fortified Cottonseed. John, as always, you're a wealth of information. We appreciate you taking your time and sharing that knowledge with us.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. And anybody's got any questions, you know, I've always said it's an open door here. So people that are saying, oh, it's not really that way, or it's not really this, or they're really not doing all of that, they're welcome to come see me. I'll show them firsthand.
So no secrets, huh?
No secrets.
Very good. John Sewell has been our guest, ranch manager, Harris Ranch, Uvalde, Kennedy County. Thank you, my friend.
You bet.
Thank you, John. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my 4 kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, it's Safari Club weekend. Houston Safari Club's annual convention and expo at the George R. Brown Convention Center in downtown Houston. Exhibit hall is open 9 to 5 this Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. And, of course, stop by Texas Outdoor Journal's booth. Say hi to Bill. Booth number 756.
There you go. I'll be there.
Go in the front door, turn right, or do you know exactly where?
Just go straight to the back.
Okay, straight to the back. Okay, and, you know, as long as you're going to go, go in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember that Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio, they have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, and miraculously they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, a special offer, 20% off any of their products, free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off and free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Well, I thank our guest today, John Sewell,
great
ranch manager from the Harris Ranch. If you want to see that big buck we were talking about, go to Facebook and either go to Harris Ranches or Fortified Cottonseed.
There you go.
You can find that buck.
Okay. Remember, if you love the show as much as we do, check the website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. Listen to our shows there. And remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there. So you can be back next week for more Texas Outdoor News.